fucking shit.
Oh, he's
so oh, he killed the bottle. Yo.
I say, bro, I'm fucking retarded, dog. Like, keep the stagger. I'm dumb.
What a cunt the fuck are you doing, man? Like,
su puta madre. All right. What's Cody family? Welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course, it's all right. Take your time. You can't hear me talk. And yes, welcome back to another week of your favorite podcast. Maybe we'll find out, but of course, we are here. I'm going to keep it a style, ladies and gentlemen. Call us Beyonce because we've been drinking. And then right now, I just made the boys hit some fat ass dizzy hits, minus the boy G because, you know, the man is a saint. But of course, that should let you fucking know that we are back once again here at everybody's favorite spot, the South Central Mr. Rogers house here. The one and only LMNG Studios, you feel me? So, of course, you know, I'm here, as always, with the co-hostess with the most, is the unofficial but official co-host of the Tony Talks podcast, the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. L.A. himself. We got the one and only LMNG.
What's up?
Exactly. But, you know, us lately, we've been going on a roll here. You know, we're not just coming us, too. Of course, we got more people to come and join us here on the motherfucking set. To my man's right, we have a recurring guest here. You know him, you love him. He's everybody's favorite other Tony. Man's a dancer. Give it up for the one and only, Antwizzy.
Aloha.
Antoine in the building, you feel me? Call him Elton John, see a tiny dancer, you feel me? And then immediately to his right, we got, of course, the other half of the Lopez brother, the man who's out here making graphics like your favorite graphic designer, only better, the key man to hold it all together at Russian G's Golden Remedies. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, call him Getty Lee, because he leads Rush!
What's up?
There it is. You love to see it, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, full house here, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's kind of in their own thing right now. They're going crazy. My boy G out here on the computer still got business to take care of. There are no off days.
We out here,
but they no day as off, you feel me? But you know what? Want to start this episode off by actually going into the reason why I am titling this episode, because it is fucking crazy that I'm actually making this episode right now. A little bit, I'm not going to lie. Because the day this episode will air, Saturday, of course, every Saturday you can catch Tony Talks, it's going to be the 22nd, but the peak date, the critical date, in fact, is the one that follows, which is the 23rd of May. Tony, I know what you're saying, what the fuck is so special about the 23rd of May? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is because the 23rd of May is when I debuted the Tony Talks podcast.
Nice.
1 year of Tony Talks. See? May 23rd. G really didn't believe me.
Bravo.
G really didn't believe me that it's been a year already, bro.
Nah, I actually thought it was like later in the year. It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. This is tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Well, technically speaking, tomorrow when you hear this. See, this is the crazy thing about recording and then setting a time for doing this type of stuff, which is actually one of the first struggles that I had when I made this podcast. But I learned to kind of, you know, get past it. And that's the one thing I really liked about this podcast. And one thing I'm very grateful for looking back at almost 1 year of this podcast is the fact that I learned so much in terms of like creating, editing, and just trying to find a way to improvise things and make things work. So that honestly is like an amazing thing for me. And honestly, I got to give partial credit to, of course, my unofficial but official co-host, the one and only LMNG, because before I start sucking your cock, G, symbolically, not fucking, you know, literally.
Sorry.
We straight out here, you feel me?
Damn.
But straight out gay. What? No, catching them. Nah. But so listen. So actually, because I wanted to go over real quick, kind of like my journey throughout my endeavors into podcasting, because I always kind of like give little, you know, little stories here and there, nothing full tale, but I feel like at least for 1 year of this podcast, I should at least kind of go into how I got to where I am right now exactly, because I feel like where I'm at right now is a pretty crazy predicament given kind of the journey
that myself has taken with podcasting. Because I actually wanted to start off podcasting, I think it was around October, November of 2019, like late in 2019 when I was working at another job in like the art district in downtown. I used to stay listening to podcasts and shit. And then I got really into them and shit like that. So then like when December came, I was like, hey, yo, like, I think it was December. Was it December? I honestly don't remember. But point is, there was a Christmas where I asked for a microphone, a USB mic and shit, and I got it. So
Santa came through.
Santa came through, or more specifically, my fucking tia. Shout out my tia one time.
Wait, so Santa Claus is not real?
Oh shit! Damn, hold up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
spoil. Jeez, conspiracies.
Jeez, conspiracies. Hold up. First of all, any 9 year olds or under is listening right now. We apologize for the inconvenience of telling you the unfortunate raw truth that yeah, unfortunately, Santa is not real, but. At the end of the day, I kind of want to give credit where credit is due. If that fat fuck in the North Pole didn't give me my fucking USB mic, but my tia did, I'm going to shout out my tia one time. That's just me, though. But you know. Yeah. You know, but that's.
We always learn something new. Disappointing, but.
Nevertheless. Disappointed, but not surprised. You know? At the end of the day, that's how life is. It comes and just slaps you over the face. But anyways, I got the USB mic. And then that's when I started on my first podcast endeavor. Actually, oh no, I asked for it in late 2018 because in 2019, that's where I started doing my first podcast. Because I got hit up by an old friend of mine. And he said, hey, I'm doing a podcast. And I was wondering if you could be the guest. And I was like, yeah, sure, fuck it. I got the USB mic and everything too, so it's even like fucking better. So I go in there and I do that. Long story short, I end up I started off, they asked me to be the guest, but then I ended up being the co-host because I just came through and for some reason, like my podcasting thing just stuck and I was able to just, you know, just talk on the fly and shit like that. So I did that podcast, which was a podcast called Buzz Talk. And so I co-hosted that with a friend of mine. And I think the episodes are actually still up on Spotify, but the show ended, unfortunately, in March of 2020. We had, like, a pretty good run. We did, like, one season because that was a seasonal thing, so we had season one. We were going to season two, but mid-season two, we had to cut it. Unfortunately, that ended due to creative differences and stuff like that, and that along with the pandemic, it just kind of really was making it difficult for us to be able to do what we wanted to do for this podcast. So the episodes are still up, you know. If you want to take a little time capsule trip and Tony's podcasting history, you can hear me and my drunken rabbles in Buzz Talk, because the whole point was just to kind of talk buzz and stuff like that too. But funny story is actually with that podcast, it's actually where I met G. Because you know what's fucking crazy, bro? When you sent me the message about inviting me to that thing, bro, I deadass thought it was like a spam or something. I thought like you were some dude just like promoting like a kickback or something at your house or something like that. I was ready to ignore it, but then I read it.
My middle name's Spam.
My middle name's Spam.
The kind that you eat.
Hey.
I get that a lot.
Fried little Spam. No, but deadass. Like I looked into you and I was like, oh shit, this guy's legit. And then when I pulled up, that's when I pulled up with my co-host. And then that's when, because at that point we kind of had like our first falling out where we didn't know if we were going to be able to continue the podcast. But then through the magic of G, he brought us together again and we're like, fuck it, let's keep it going. Because we recorded an episode with the Problematic Boys. That's where we actually first saw G. And then we kept, like, you know, we kept in touch. We did the episode of Problematic. And then you came at that party, talked to us and said, hey, I have this equipment, the same equipment we're using right now, available for you if you want to use it, you know, take your podcast to the next level in terms of quality and stuff like that. We're like, fuck yeah. So you would bring all this equipment that we're using right now to the my old co-host's place and then set it all up and everything like that, you know. But then the podcast fell through, and then honestly when the podcast fell through, I kind of felt like, oh shit, like, you know, like this is the end for me, you know, with podcasting and stuff like that, you know. But before I really had time to think about that, the pandemic hit, you know. So the show, or at least me leaving, was around March of 2020. And then the pandemic hit, and it was just a fucking shit show, because in February of 2020, I lost my job, and then the pandemic came in March. So during the middle of my job hunt, it was like put to a halt because of fucking COVID and shit. So
during that time to kind of pass the time, I used the old USB mic. I turned on my webcam on my old, like, fucking Google Chromebook and shit. And I did this thing called the quarantine logs. And then, you know, during the, it was just me just kind of talking bullshit about what the fuck I did for all my day. I don't know why. I honestly do not fucking know why I made that. I literally just got, I just did it. Like, I just got up there one day and I said, fuck it, why not? I was, I don't know if it was boredom. I don't know if it was curiosity or fuck, dude, this is crazy. Like, I'm really digging deep into this shit, bro. It's crazy how shit kind of aligns. But I just did it, right? And then G saw it. And then out of fucking nowhere, I didn't tell him to do this shit. He made like a graphic, like a video graphic for the quarantine logs. I didn't tell him to do it. He just did it and just sent it to me. Or I didn't even send it to me. He just posted on your story. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? And I was like, yo, that's crazy and stuff like that. So that to me kind of showed me like, yo, this guy like fucking is like really about his shit, you know? So when I told him I wanted to do, I was going to do a podcast, I remember he, you know, you were like, hey, hey, you want to still use the stuff? It's still here. We'll make it work and this and that. Because I had my own little setup, but then also I think it started when I actually interviewed you on your first ever episode here on the Tony Talks podcast when it was just on you. Because I brought my stuff. You saw my setup and stuff like that. But then that's when you were inviting back saying, hey, we have all this stuff if you want to use it and yada, yada, yada. Long story short, I ended up recording most of the Tony Talks podcast in G's like homemade studios all around the world and stuff like that. We were in Paris, we were in fucking Greece, we were all over this fucking goddamn world and shit like that. Recording in places I never thought possible, but G took me out here and was just like, yo, he was Aladdin, bro. He's like, let me show you the world. You feel me? I could show you the world and shit like that. Cause this man was like out here taking me everywhere, bro. To the Bahamas, to Hawaii. I was like, yo, we deadass recording under the fucking volcano, my boy. Like, it's crazy. And then, you know, unfortunately, the pandemic got a little too hard. I got COVID and shit like that. You know, but every time, every week.
It was that volcano
dust. It was that volcano dust, I'm telling you. But every time, every fucking week, I could always text G and be like, yo, my boy, what's the plan for this week? When are you, when can I book the LMNG studio? And this has basically been the home of the Tony Talks podcast, even after the pandemic when it hit hard and we finally built our LA studio, the official one here that we're recording right now. You know, like, it's, G has shown me nothing but fucking love. And honestly, I feel like this podcast would not be at the level where it's at right now if it wasn't for the man, the myth, the legend, G. Because the way he was just so on board with my vision and the way he just saw, like, my pursuit of creativity, he was like, yo, I'm gonna back it. Because you didn't need to make that fucking, the thing for the quarantine log. But that gave me that little thing in the back of my head that, hey, maybe, like, you know, once this goes down, you can hit this guy up. And then, you know, to think here we are now and shit like that in 2021, I'm about to be a year into the fucking thing. And I can honestly say, you know, with confidence, I'm like, yeah, dude, I work with this dope ass fucking dude who like does media shit going crazy. He has his own studio and lets me use his shit. You know, like this is like professional grade podcasting. I really never thought I would get to this level with just me and my, you know, my little fucking mic setup. Like, I remember recording in my fucking car at some park near my old college and shit like that. And now here I am recording in a studio, fucking rush out here building a bar and shit like that. Like, the amenities are fucking retarded here at the fucking LMNG studios, you know? And I'm just like, God damn, son.
Treat you like a king.
Yeah, treat you like a fucking king. I treat you like a straight god, my boy. Out here sipping White Claws with the lads. We just took stupid amount of Jaeger bombs right now, dude. Like, an unhealthy amount of Jaeger bombs in a small amount of time. My boy G feeling it. Antoine feeling it. Rush is feeling it.
I'm hot.
We is hot, ladies and gentlemen. You feel me? But think about it. I ended up being a motherfucker recording my goddamn car with a fucking $99 mic setup to fucking out here recording after going crazy with some Jaeger bombs, some real rock star shit. You know, you feel me? Only
$1 billion studio.
$1 billion studio, my boy. And it's just like, goddamn. So give it up for 1 year of the Tony Talks podcast. You know, here we are now to the future. Hold on, wait. Oh, for real, you just reminded me. Hit him with the classic. All the way, you feel me? So, yeah, so, of course, looking forward to the future. We're looking to get crazy right now. We out here. We finna get waxed and vaxxed out here so we can travel the fucking world again. Once shit starts opening up, forget about it. We gonna be everywhere, doing every type of event, going crazy. We're going to be drinking, we're going to be smoking, we're going to potentially be grabbing STDs. It's crazy, bro. We're going to go fucking mad, lads.
Oh.
Fucking with you. Anyways.
No, well, let me just say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go for it. Just, like, sorry, am I here going myself?
No, definitely, like, congratulations, because I've seen how, like, everything, like, your progression of everything. And, like, you know me. Like, I always support, like, creative shit, which is why, I reached out to you and your old co-host in the first place. Like, when I first, like, met you guys, I just saw something special there. And then, like, it just, when you guys told me that it was ending, like, something inside of me. I mean, I didn't know you guys personally, but I had listened to, like, previous episodes, and something in me was like, damn, like, it's like when you watch like a what do you call it, when you're watching your favorite show, you get to that last episode and then it's gonna end, and you get that, like, you know, like, sweet and sour feeling where it's like something good is about to end. So then, like, talk to you guys, trying to encourage you guys to keep that shit going, because, like, the dynamic between y'all two, like it was pretty dope. And I was like, damn, like, yeah, I can't really end this shit. Because me, like, seeing, like, two young dudes, like, doing all this shit, you know, like, doing it for entertainment. And it's very creative. And just everything you had told me about, I mean, something you haven't mentioned, like, you guys were almost going to get sponsored, too, off of that shit.
Yeah.
Which was already kind of, like, solidifying that you guys were doing something good. So when I knew that, I was like, wait, why are you guys going to stop then? Like, you guys have something good going. So when I see that shit, I was like, damn, like, nah, like, let me see how I can help y'all out. So I just try to, like, encourage you to do something that, you know, like, when I was your guys' age, I never really pursued the shit that I like doing. So I was just trying to instill that in you guys. But, you know, unfortunately, like you said, if it fell off. But I'm glad that you kept it going and you're at where you're at right now. You know, it's every week. Honestly, like, I always look forward to recording with you, even though, like, you know, it's your whole thing. Like, I've always told you, like, I'm just the fly on the wall. And I'm just, like, you know, here along for the ride. This is your show. I'm just here for support. And, you know, I'm just, you know, it's crazy. Like, I'm here for the ride, and I enjoy every minute of it. It makes my week. You know, I be stressing over the week, you know, with work and shit. And this is a time to, like, just kind of, like, let loose. So I appreciate this shit. And, you know, congratulations on your 1 year.
Hey, Puchillo, dog. Why are you
wrong? Nah, but that's beautiful. That was beautiful.
The man needs an inauguration.
I know, for real. It's going to be running my speeches in the future, dog. Trust me.
He had the speech ready,
my boy. You feel me?
He rehearsed it. He was like,
no, that's all off the cuff, my boy. I just barely told him today that it's the anniversary. That's how we know. We didn't even know, bro. We were just like, oh, shit.
No, because I really thought it was, like, later in the year. I was like, well, damn.
I thought the same thing, too, because I low-key mistaked it. I thought it was in March, dog. I'm fucking done with this shit.
So for any future podcasters, if you need help, we're here.
Hit up LMNG Media.
And we're queer.
So deal with it.
We support all of it. We support you, kids.
Hey, yo, all the other podcasts, suck my dick. Tony Talks. Nah, fuck with you. Nah, dead ass though. Like, I hope to definitely, like, collaborate and work with more podcasts and stuff like that, because you see in the way we're able to transform, like, what I started with to this. I feel like that's always great to, like, link with the people that have the same kind of upbringing too, because it's just like we can share our stories and kind of really, you know, bond over that progression and that build. Oh, that white claw smacking, my boy. Oh, dude, that burp smelled like Doritos. I didn't even have Doritos today, dude.
Chicken waffles.
Goddamn. Well, anyways, that's the little segment I want to get for the 1 year coming up. So hopefully many more years to come. So thank you, everybody who's been listening throughout this entire year. You're beautiful. You're a man. You got a fucking huge-ass cock. If you're a woman, you're going to be respected for the rest of your life and understood that you are a powerful, independent woman that don't need no man. You feel me?
Except Antoine. Boop,
boop. Hey, hold on. Hey, shit. Out here throwing his fucking hand in the ring and shit. Ha, the boy. And Twizzy on the Instagram. You feel me?
And underscore Tweety.
Hey. Wait, Tweety or Twizzy? There you go. He said twee like it was a fucking bird and shit. Anyways, so moving on to the fucking next part of the podcast, we're gonna keep it trucking here. I want to actually kind of go into a little bit of a story time.
Story time.
Wait. Let me get the. There you go.
You should call it Dragon Tail.
Dragon Tail. Come along. Wait, what was the little chant thing? I wish.
Upon a star.
So travel with dragons. Dragon to the land of far? To the land afar?
You should make your own catchy shit.
It was a longer one than that. That definitely so was longer. I don't know.
You take off on a red cloth and shit. Oh shit, yo, it's crazy.
Yo, a red dragon comes to pick you up.
Hey, you're like, what's Bracken, yo? Heard you trying to go to fucking.
I heard you calling.
I heard you trying to go to Bracken Brails, bro.
Dragon tails.
No, it's Bracken Brails, fool.
That's funny.
Hey, but what's that? Between the lines was the shit, though.
You mean between the binds?
You can say
between the lions, something.
I think it was get in between the lions, so, right?
It was between the lions.
Oh, get in between the lions.
Nah, you know what always smack? Take a look. It's in a book with reading rainbow. I can't go twice as high. I can't do anything. Hey, we play all the bangers here on the Tony Talks podcast. You feel me? All the bangers.
It's Zaboomafoo.
Zaboomafoo.
Hey,
the
what
crackhead
about,
butters.
You remember Zoom. This? I don't know. This is your generation. You probably not gonna remember.
Zoom.
Did you ever watch a
Come on in too.
Bananas in pajamas.
Come on in too.
Bananas in pajamas.
Yeah, I remember that shit too, but not the out of the box.
Oh, yeah, man, but bananas and pajamas, shout out all my Hispanics out there with the Miami girl, it's Miguel, that was Miguel, that was later, that's Cyber Chase too, look, okay, Cyber Chase, if you did not watch Bananas and Pajamas you're too young for me.
No. But wait, how do we forget the GOAT? Arthur, dog. Tell me you were not watching Arthur on PBS Kids, my boy.
I've seen everything that was on PBS Kids.
Hell yeah. King. Shout out No Cable Gang up in this bitch. No,
Channel 28.
Uh-huh. Channel 28.
Channel 28.
Hey, shout out Telemundo. Shout out fucking.
Like, what the fuck is on right now?
Hey, I watched Dragon Ball Z, the whole Cell Saga in Spanish. So
leave me alone. Hey, shout out Channel 5 for having SmackDown Raw for a small amount of time.
Channel 5?
Yeah, Channel 5 and then Channel 13 too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Stupid throwback.
Yeah. And then you have to wait on Saturdays for Animation Domination, where they showed you all the little cartoons from 7 in the morning to like 12 o'clock in the p.m.
And then if you wanted to watch South Park, it was like on Channel 7, like at 11:30 at night.
And that was so hard to keep to stay up.
Exactly, because I'm just like, I want to watch South Park because I heard it was so fucking lit, but then I got to stay so fucking late.
It was on Channel 9, wasn't it?
No, I was Channel 7 for me.
Oh, I think it was one of those.
The kids.
No. It was Channel 9. I'm tripping because Channel 7 is ABC and that's Disney. Disney never shows South Park.
Yeah, he's right.
Definitely. Channel 9.
Disney had a channel?
ABC 7.
Yeah, ABC.
Oh. Yeah, Disney owns ABC 7.
True. Yeah, that's how you get those little, like, kid cartoons there.
And then CW was basically Channel
5. Like, the network, yeah.
WB sure. Kids, too, yeah. And shit like that?
Kids WB. Oh. That shit was the shit after school.
They showed Yu-Gi-Oh.
Right after school, like, yes, you get home, watch Yu-Gi-Oh, you watch...
Bro, when you rewatch Yu-Gi-Oh, like...
Animaniacs. Like
cheesy now.
Oh, I mean, that shit's still tight, though.
I still got my Yu-Gi-Oh cards, so whoever's ready for an old school
the best
Yu-Gi-Oh battle.
It's time!
Kids WB.
I thought Yu-Gi had a stutter.
the best shows on Kids WB was like the Batman show.
Oh,
animated series, that shit was
that funny. Shit slap, my
and
boy.
Then, and then Batman Beyond.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that one was stupid hard too.
And Animaniacs, you know.
Animaniacs real hard. Animaniacs.
Oh yeah. Pinky in the Brain.
Pinky in the Brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Pinky in the Brain.
All that shit. Kids WB was
But then I got cable, and I was like, yo, I used to watch like all the fucking Nick classics, like Cat Dog. Fucking what else?
Courage.
No, that was Cartoon Network.
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold slapped. Hey Arnold slapped.
Rugrats. HBO After Dark.
Oh, Skinamax. Hey, Skinamax, baby.
Sex Games Cancun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't remember.
My first.
Yeah, I don't remember this one though.
My first.
Wait.
Hold on, you just hit a nerve with that. Yo, low key, tell me why I fucking remember sex games Cancun, dog.
Y'all don't remember this.
No.
Y'all don't remember this. Y'all don't remember this. Cat House.
Cat House 7. I think I remember that one.
Co-ed confidentials and shit.
Dude, that was like my intro. That was my intro.
We are throwing it back.
Six Games Vegas.
No. I remember Sex Game Cancun because that was the one porn where I saw this one chick like moan like stupid ugly. She was like,
Hey,
bitch sounded like a fucking crow that was sucking on a fucking.
But you know what's so funny? You just thought that was porn until you watched some like triple X and you're just like,
oh yeah, dude. I was like, yo, there's a dick in this?
I was like, what the fuck is this? So this is what happens in the other side of the scene.
Dude, softcore porn gives the most awkwardest headshots, bro.
So like it gives you like that don't show penetration, don't show nothing. It's just like,
yeah, or if you're gonna show head, you gotta show it from the back of her head. Just her doing it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, I was still young.
It was
so
only
was still cool
tits, bro. Not even that much ass.
Yeah. I used to like when it was the lesbian scenes. I was just like, yes. I know. As a little kid, I was just like,
oh, dude, when we got our iPhones and shit, and the fucking porn was on the fucking phone. Forget about it.
I beat my penis like it owe me money.
I used to be scared to like use my phone though, because I'd be thinking like, damn, what did my parents see it on the bill? Like,
damn.
No, but that shit used to come out though, because then directly back in the
day, he's like, Rush, ¿qué estás haciendo mirando culonas.com? What the fuck is this?
Paloma con cuchi.
Because especially like when you would watch all those like late night shows, those shits would come out like in the fucking
Attack of the Black receipt. Ass 5. What the fuck?
Like in the bill statement and shit, that shit would come out.
They showed the channels you guys were watching.
Yeah.
Well, for that, back in the day, like they had that shit on.
What the fuck? Luscious Latinos 515. What the fuck?
That's why I always have to use our desktop. Bro, I printed pictures and everything.
Bodacious Bahama Mamas 25. Nah,
remember,
what the fuck?
Y'all remember when the fucking the Macy's magazines came in with the bikinis and shit and like the JCPenney
Gee, out here throwing a stupid throwback.
Because we couldn't, you know, because the internet wasn't a thing back then. So like the closest shit was that, like, you know, you got
I got one.
But it's like the Macy's and the JCPenney, like what do you call it, the coupons
you're gonna get surprised, bro, because this is what I was doing. So we used to have a DJ set, right? So, and then we used to go to like downtown and get those bootleg mixes already. And then those mixes had a covers of like fucking half naked.
Fat jams. Shout out Fat Jams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or like the old school.
I used to steal those shit. And then people, they'll be like, what the fuck? Where's the cover? Like,
No. For me, dude, I was low key spoiled because I got lucky. I got my hands on a Playboy in middle school, dude. Forget about it.
That was right here.
I held on to that shit for like 4 years,
though. You know what I used to, when my first thing that I used to watch, I had gotten my hands on a Vita Guerra book, magazine book of her, like just everything. I was just like, and then I seen her on Frankie J's Obsessions thing. I was like, no, this nigga's doing something with her.
Damn, I remember when she was like, she was it.
Yeah, she was the one, she right there. Yeah, when I was a
not
kid,
right here,
I had her all in my MySpace. I had her in my back of my MySpace.
Yo, this no, man, I had her was like.
No, down the street we had the video store when VHS shit. Was a thing. So when you used to go down the street, rent sure, some man. Videos. They used to have a section, you know, where they had all the Playboy fucking magazines and
yeah,
shit.
You could rent games too and shit.
Yeah, you could rent games. You could rent VHS movies, DVDs, whatever. But then they had a section, you know, where you had when you could like pay and you could watch just fucking Playboy magazine. Then a lot of times, you know, we'll go up there, we'll be renting a movie, and then we'll see somebody looking at the magazine. So we just, you know, we just stand behind them, looking over their shoulder and shit.
And then the video clerk comes up to you, he's like,
surprise, motherfucker.
What the fuck you looking at?
Because we used to go with my parents sometimes, and then like they knew that we're not supposed to go over there, but we're like, we'll be passing around like trying to look for the videos next time. Shit.
That's just crazy. But now everything's just very accessible. Yeah, see, the kids nowadays, we used to work for our shit.
Man, we used to exercise walking down the street.
Bro, I remember those times when we used to just go to the donut shop and just get like those smoothies or ices and shit.
Yeah.
We used to always have our little adventures to go into the corner stores on rainy days.
Gotta get back to it.
We're always gonna get back to it.
course. I was supposed to go on a story time. we just went on a whole tangent about like Skinemax and shit like that. But you know what? I love it. It was beautiful.
All right. Story time. Story time.
Well, I was going to actually just talk about my fucking like shitty bad luck with getting to work. Because it all like, because, well, for instance, today, the day we're recording this, my fucking alarm didn't go off because I didn't set that shit. I thought I did, but it didn't. I was supposed to wake up at 5. I ended up waking up like at 5:20. And I was like, oh, shit. I got up, took a fast ass shower and shit like that. I was hauling ass to work. I got there. I was supposed to be there at 6. I got there at 5:55. I was like, yo, perfect. Just on the fucking, like, I made it by a fucking cunt hair, bro. And I was like, all right, I'm about to go win this bitch. Then next thing you fucking know, I go to do the parking pass. Bleep, doesn't work. Try it again. Bleep, doesn't work. Damn. Bleep, doesn't work. Bleep, doesn't work. So I was like, fuck it, let me get a ticket. I got one ticket, still doesn't want to open. I got a second ticket, still doesn't want to open. The fuck? Bro, I literally fucking panicked, dude. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm trying to get in, but it doesn't work. So I go around, and I go, should I go to the other entrance? Same thing. Try to do the pass. Bleep, doesn't work. Bleep, doesn't work. Bleep, doesn't work. I'm fucking panicking. I'm like, dude, it is already 6 a.m. I already been should have clocked the fuck in. What the fuck is going on? I paid for my fucking monthly parking. Why the fuck can't I get in? Then I go to the motherfucker. I park on the side with the fucking meter. I pay for like a dollar. It's like 2.5 hours and shit. And then I go to the, and then there's, I try to go to the security, no fucking security. Like the security is like, I don't know where, but he finally comes up like 5 minutes later. And I'm like, hey, like what's going on with the parking thing? Like we can't get in. He's like, yeah, there was a power outage at 2 a.m. last night.
What the fuck?
And the parking thing is not active again. And we called somebody, but nobody came. And I was like, so there's just no, we just can't go into the parking? What the fuck? He's like, unfortunately you can't. And I was like, what the fuck? So I literally just like leave the thing running because it says I'm good till like 9 a.m. So I was like, fuck it. Hopefully they can fix this shit by 9 a.m. Thankfully they fucking do. They open up the other entrance way and just leave it open. So I just go in that bitch and I was able to park. But it's just like, bro, I wake up late and then this bullshit happens even though I was able to make it on time. So I was 10 minutes late to fucking work today and I'm just like, God fucking damn it. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
I feel it though. I feel it. I was 15 minutes late and I work from home.
Fucking clown show.
Hey, I used to report my hours, bro. I was supposed to go in at 8. I would always wake up at 9 and be like, yeah.
Fuck that. Exactly. But I mean, that was just cool time. Yeah, that was just my fucking whole endeavor. But that just reminded me of just like how much like, I don't know what is it, man, but every time I'm like a little late for work, bro, like the worst luck just happens to me, bro. I think I'm cursed because that reminded me to tell another quick story, and this is why I wanted to get in story time. So it was one day where I dead ass, where I dead ass was leaving my fucking house, right? And I was like, oh shit, I gotta leave like now because if I don't, I'm gonna be late. So I'm like, fuck it, I go. So I'm going, so I'm like, let me take the residentials before I go to the main street so I can fucking, you know, just save some time. So I go through one small residential area, and as I'm going, so this is like, let's say this is street number one. So street number one, I go through street number one, and then there's this fucking, thing going on where one person is like, getting out of the driveway so the car behind them can get out to go work. And that to me never made any fucking sense because I'm like, bro, if he has to go work this early in the morning, I would assume he's going to be the last one to come in for parking. So why in the fuck is he always behind somebody and you're having to fucking move him out? What is this other person doing? Because this guy's just like letting him leave and then he's going back and parking and like looking. And he's still in his fucking robe and shit like that. So it looks like he's just going to go back to sleep and shit like that. So I'm like, what the fuck you got going on? You got to block this man from going and then i.e. making me even more late. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to deal with this. Skirt, hit the reverse, go back. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm street number two. Street number two happens. I go through. And then all of a fucking sudden, there's just like a giant branch of a tree just in the middle of the road. Like if it was struck by fucking lightning. I'm like, am I in the fucking Truman Show right now? Do they not want me to leave? Like just there. No wind, like nothing. Maybe there was like some strong winds last night, but enough to block out like a whole giant branch from a fucking tree and block a fucking road. So I'm like, all right, reverse, skirt, go back. Street number three. I go, I'm thinking, all right, let's go. As soon as I pull in this fucking street, it's Thursday, so it's a fucking garbage truck. Oh, shit. It's a fucking garbage truck just blocking the entire fucking road. I'm like, bro, this is the third street I got on to try to get to the main street, and I still cannot get through. A fucking garbage truck. It's like, am I in a fucking simulation right now? Why can't I leave? If it's not people moving their cars, if it's not Mother Nature, if it's not fucking people, a dump truck, it's like, yeah, a city. It's another thing, dude. It's like, bro, this is ridiculous. Am I in the Truman Show? And are they just trying not to make me? Because you've seen the Truman Show, yeah, right? You know, on that show where he tries to leave and there's like everything blocking him from leaving? I felt like that was me, bro. I was like, what the fuck's going on right now, dude? Am I in a fucking...
The Twilight Zone.
Oh shit. Play again. Fucking clown show. Like, it was ridiculous, bro. Like, why do I have this awful luck? Thankfully I was able to make it same thing too by a fucking cunt here in the garb and the garage fucking parking area was not being a fucking cunt with their fucking machines because there wasn't a blackout. So I was able to make it on time. But it's just like, you see what I'm going through here, man. I'm already having to show up to work so goddamn early, and then I see, you know, all this is happening with the parking structures, so I can't get into the fucking work area and just do what the fuck I need to do. Frustrated.
Nah, I get you. Today I had to be up at 6:30 in the morning. I usually, like, if I know I have to be up like that early the next morning, I'll be sleeping on the couch just so that I can sleep uncomfortably enough so that I can wake up early. But it turns out that my fucking alarm didn't go off. I ended up waking up at 6:45. I saw my shit. I was like, fuck, I'm supposed to be already like logged in, because we were, you know, we were supposed to do like a live stream and shit. We were supposed to be logged in at 6:30 because we had to get all our guests in, make sure their lighting is good, their audio is good, their cameras are good. But, you know, I was like 15 minutes late. I got up and I just fucking rushed it to the studio, turned on my shit, and then logged in like nothing, you know. Luckily, nobody really said shit. And then all this to say, you know, I work from home. So it's like, even when you work from home, you're still late.
Yeah. My God, leave it to G.
That's how it is, though. We have those days.
I just realized I just realized I'm drinking a gluten-free drink.
It's gluten-free.
What the fuck?
But anyways, that's my little motherfucking story time. All right, moving on to the next thing, though. Before that hectic week and before that ungodly work schedule, I spent some time over the weekend and saw a film, a certain film. Oh. Wait for it. I think you know what the fuck that means. Hey. Oh shit. We're gonna get so copyrighted strike, but who gives a fuck? But if you heard that over our drunken banter, that was the Saw theme. I saw motherfucking Spiral over the weekend. The spin-off movie for the Saw franchise starring Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson. I'm going to talk about a review, spoiler-filled review, because at the end of the fucking day, there's a lot of talk about in this film to dissect. If you don't want to hear this shit, skip forward. I say maybe this whole review might take like 10, 15 minutes, so maybe just skip ahead. If you still hear me talking Saw details, just continue skipping forward. But yeah, your warning. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Suck these nuts. All right.
Chris Rock dies at the end.
No. He don't. All right. For sure. So I'm going to go in this movie. So first of all, I'm going to give this movie a 6.5 out of 10. All right. It was a pretty good movie given the premise, because look, I've been seeing this movie getting fucking roasted, fam, on the internet. Everybody's like 3 out of 10, poor, damn, awful, this and that. I'm like, God damn, son, really?
Why that's, that low, though?
That's what I'm saying. So I finally saw this movie myself on Sunday. And looking at this movie, I don't see it really doing that many bad things, so many offenses to give it such a harsh criticism. All right, because first and foremost, let's talk about some of the good. One thing, the runtime. This shit was like 1:30, bro. Like 1:30. Less, maybe. Like, I got the showtime for 7. I was out at 8:33. You know? Shit. It was, yeah. It's a short movie, so it's like not that bad because it's like it gets to the point fast. And secondly, the story itself wasn't too bad given the premise of what the fuck it was supposed to be, because it's a Saw spinoff. So basically somebody...
So there's a crime, there's a detective, basically.
No, yes, like somebody's redoing the crimes of Saw. And they, like, you know, give, like, little nods to the, you know, the franchise and stuff like that. But this is kind of its own story. Chris Rock is the main detective. Turns out there's, like, a Saw, like, copycat killing a bunch of officers on the force and stuff like that. So he investigates. And then his dad gets involved, too. And then it all goes to shit. It kind of has, like, a Saw ending and stuff like that. Like, you know, kind of like, a, oh, shit, the scenario kind of. I'm going to keep it a stack. It's fucking crazy. Like, in terms of Saw twists, it wasn't too overcomplicated. It was pretty simple. And honestly, in my opinion, it was done pretty cleverly for the material. You know, and it was a very symbolic ending, too, because there's symbolisms of the end in throughout the movie. Like, there's a scene where there's a puppet who literally mimics the last motion of the film. It's fucking crazy. I'm like, oh, shit. I see where the connection. I see the connection. You don't know what I'm talking about because I'm just mimicking the action. That's what I'm saying. It's making you want to see the movie. But, you know, it was fast. The pace was went fast. So, you know, it was like come and go, come and go. You don't really have a time to really breathe. A lot of it was very loud. Like everybody was yelling basically throughout this goddamn movie. But it wasn't really like the story was good. People were like, I remember the reviewers were like, oh, It's like a detective movie, but not as good. And then it's a Saw movie that's not as good too. It's like, but that's why it's like for everything one thing faults, the other picks up. Like for every time the detective movie kind of slows down, the Saw element picks up. So okay, it's like, hey, let's do all this detective stuff, but then the Saw stuff comes in. It's like, hey, here's a trap. Which, by the way, the traps in this fucking goddamn movie are brutal as fuck. There's only like four. I think four.
Well, that's what makes a Saw movie, though.
Yo, hold on.
It's always the
No. It is, but that's why. They do it sparingly, but I'm going to lie. There's some brutal trap. Hold on, let me see. There was the tongue one. So the tongue one. I think after the tongue was the finger. The finger one.
Just, are you sure you want to go watch the Saw movie? It's not like a porn.
No. It does sound like a porn. Tongue, finger,
head.
Bow.
The wax one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the wax, the hot wax.
All right.
And the whip.
We're getting somewhere.
I remember there's one more. Oh, the glass one, the broken glass one.
Okay, that's new.
Broken glass.
That would be painful. But do you guys remember
the
that?
The blood draining one. So that's five. So about five.
Yeah, do you guys remember the needle one? I think it was in Saw 5.
No, Saw 2. Where they throw Amanda into the fucking spike. Yeah,
into the needles?
Yeah, to the needles. Yeah, that one asshole was like such a cunt in that movie.
No, despite how like the progression of the series, as a whole, I feel like Saw is pretty dope. Thing is, like after Michael Myers, I think that's like my second favorite, like,
Horror
serial killer.
Actually, you know what, Loki, I want to give this movie actually a 7.
Okay.
You want to know what gives it the 0.5? Was the fucking soundtrack, bro. Mm-hmm. 21 Savage did the soundtrack for this movie. Keep it a total stack. Fucking bangers. There was like rap in this movie. Like there was in the beginning, there's a scene where Chris Rock is kind of like doing an undercover cop thing, and they put like a young nutty nudy how do you pronounce that? Young nudy.
No sé.
Nudy, nutty, whatever.
Nutty.
Whatever. They play one of his songs. He's part of Slaughter Gang. In the front, and I was like, oh shit, this is new. This whole thing takes the Saw thing and puts it in a whole different perspective. You almost forget sometimes that you're watching a Saw movie. They got like rap music like into it. There's a fucking Gunna, Young Thug, 21 Savage song in this shit. Like 21 Savage does the main theme, which plays at the end. Like, yeah, there's like hip hop in this. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, different camera angles, different camera work. The traps are done brutally. I remember I went with Jess, and she, like, the whole time she was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Because, yeah, these things are pretty brutal, man. Like, you forget just how, because, you know, like, throughout the later Saw movies, they kind of started using more CGI effects and stuff like that. When this one, it kind of seems a little more practical, at least for me. Or at least the traps give kind of like that, like, old
school. Who would you give it to, though? So then, with the copycat Jigsaw is more brutal than the original Jigsaw?
Nah, because think about it. The original had like, what, 6-7 movies, bro? This is the first one for this one.
Well, it's the first one, but as far as traps.
Spoiler alert, this one was done for revenge.
Okay.
So I don't feel like this guy would have a motive to continue doing it. Granted, he had a motive to try to do this to a specific kind of people. But like I said, it's up for, like, you know, maybe a sequel. But I feel like, I don't know, like, it depends, you know, like, if they're able to make it work. Because, I mean, like, Chris Ross character kind of gets on the left in the whatevers, so it's like he can't be a part of this. Is he going to continue on? Where can they take the story? Is the copycat going to be somebody that, you know, is going to progress on, or is going to be like another Saw situation where it's like him first and then somebody else takes that mantle and then somebody else, you know, the whole thing? So, I mean, as its own thing, honestly, I feel like if they didn't do no sequel or nothing like that, I feel like, you know, it's a nice,
like, a standalone.
Yeah, it's a nice standalone Saw spinoff. You know, that's why I feel like I could give it that rating, because it kind of really did its job for what it set out to be. You know, if it would have got more convoluted, it just would have made it more boring. It kind of just came and went quick, hour 30 movie. And then, you know, you're in and you're out. You have, like, you know, some things might be a little predictable, but if when they do happen, you kind of have this moment of, like, not relief, but, like, you know, the kind of little, like, oh, hey, you, like, what I said was, you know, true. Nice, you know, like, you know, sometimes you like predicting the right thing happening. You're like, nice, cool, yeah, you know. And I walked out of being like, I enjoyed it, you know, it was cool. So, yeah, that's my rating.
Nice.
Okay, we're going to watch it.
Moist.
Moist. So, Antoine, it's time. Next talking subject, UFC 262. Yeah, oh. You already know. Real quick, to kind of blow through this, because I want to talk about two important fights, of course, the co and the main. The co-main event was Tony Ferguson versus Beneil Dariush. What did you think of that fight?
Ooh, man, a lot of things, man. Well, first of all, I feel like Tony Ferguson is...
By the way, before we get into it, Tony Ferguson lost via unanimous decision.
Yeah, his third one.
Third loss. Very sad.
Yeah, so, you know, I feel like if he couldn't, like, you know, pull a victory on his next fight, maybe he could bring himself back. But
he's kind of going through the whole Cowboy Cerrone thing too, because Cowboy Cerrone recently just suffered another L2,
and that's six in a row for him.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Jeez.
And Woodley is on what, four?
Yeah, Woodley's looking down bad. So all of our heroes, man, are slowly starting to come down. Cause yeah, Tony. But that's the thing that's crazy, though. It's like in the last fight with Oliveira, he didn't tap to that arm bar. And then this one, he had a heel hook, sinked in stupid hard, did not tap.
And it popped, too.
It popped! It was fucking ridiculous, my boy. Like, the fact that he's such a savage, that's why I feel like he'll keep coming forward. But it's just like, at this point, it's like you know what everybody's saying? There needs to be kind of like a retirement match, and there needs to be like Ferguson versus like Cowboy. Whoever wins can still keep going.
Ah, that's funny.
Because they both kind of feel like they can still keep going, but at this rate, with the way they're going, it's like, man, like, because you hate to see it, man. These guys are fucking legends, and you just hate to really see them down bad.
And on top of that, it's not even decisions where it's like, maybe he won. Like, it's like, nah.
Like, you got rock, fool.
You got
granted. I'll give you credit for, like, you know, taking it like a champ and, like, you know, really having that spirit of being like, hey, fuck it, you're putting on the pressure, but I'm still progressing forward and stuff like that. Because Ferguson's a fucking savage like that. Same thing with Cerrone.
I feel like Gaethje just knocked everything out of his body.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like that's the curse, man. I feel like I guarantee you, if COVID never happened and the fight would have happened, I feel like regardless if he would have won or lost, Ferguson would have still walked out of there still like a more like leveled up fighter because of that experience, and he wouldn't have gone on that losing streak. I would have felt that would have happened.
Yeah, but
you know, maybe we could have saw a rematch.
But with the way you saw how Gaethje handled Tony Ferguson, that was like awful, and that shit was just like, you should have been called that match.
Yeah, because Gaethje was just basically bringing power, dude.
Bro, he was smacking him all five rounds.
Wait, G, bring my chicharrones.
G,
Chicharrones.
Chicharrones there in the back. Yeah, because, dude, yeah. And then he got hit, and he was just wobbling, seeing his leg. I'm like, man, Ferguson is like, he was like Captain America when he was like a scrawny kid. He just wouldn't stay down, bro. Mm-hmm. He was looking down bad, just hurt. Just seeing him just all fucked up and disoriented after those hard shots was sad, man. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Ferguson needs to calm the fuck down, bro.
No, but the thing is, he doesn't tap out or get knocked out, so, you know.
No, they're kudos in the 7-Eleven bag.
Maybe just chasing the bag, you know?
Nah, Ferguson's not chasing the bag, bro. He really is about this fight game, man. That's why he has such a resilient, like, you know, like, heart of a fucking savage, you know? We got fucking munchies. Hold up.
But even Oliveira almost did the same damn thing to him, though. With just the way Jason Gaethje did to Ferguson, he almost did the same thing to Ferguson. Oliveira did to Ferguson. Just straight up whooping his ass. Almost submitted him, but he didn't obviously tap out. But still was obviously whooping his ass. like I'm not going to whoop your ass. I'm not going to submit you, but I'm still whoop your ass then. Like,
yeah, you just hate to see it. So, I don't know, man. Hopefully Tony Ferguson can bounce back. Or if he's going to call it. I mean, he wouldn't go out that bad. He's still a legend. El Cucuy lives on forever.
Yeah, but once you pass that third losing streak, it's just like people start losing interest in you, and you're just like, all right, you ain't even gonna bounce back.
Yeah, but anyways, moving on to the main event, lightweight championship belt on the line, vacated by Khabib Nurmagomedov, who is apparently still now retired permanently. So the bout was Charles Oliveira. And controversial pick, Michael Chandler, who is only one fight into the UFC after that crazy knockout over Dan Hooker. Mm-hmm. Apparently that was enough to win him a championship match. A lot of people aren't really, you know, too excited about that, but then you also have to realize the other main contenders for that belt are fighting later on in July, i.e. one Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor. So Conor McGregor has that cowboy win that Dustin Poirier lost. So people think if he wins the rematch, he'll get the shot. But if he wins Conor, then basically he needs to be a shoo-in for the belt as well, too. So a lot of moves being played in that division. But regardless, the match happened, and Charles Oliveira knocked TKO'd Michael Chandler within seconds into the second round after a crazy first round where it looked like Oliveira was going to be out.
Yeah, definitely.
Chandler had him, like, you know, up against the ropes, smelled blood in the water. But then Oliveira was able to, you know, bust that jiu-jitsu and stuck, you know, roll and, like, use that defensive roll to kind of his advantage. He came into the second round, put him away quick, and before you know it, it was fucking over, dude. And honestly, like, I wasn't that upset about the decision. If anything, I was more happy because I feel like Charles Oliveira definitely deserves that shit. Like,
that man had to fight 28 fights.
Exactly. Like, the guy's been putting in honest fucking work, and people aren't giving him credit. Like, he's very underrated, and honestly, should have deserved the title shot.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he has submission game. He has fucking, like, he has hands. Like, the man has, he's a total package. And the fact that it took him this many wins, like, he was on an 11-fight streak or something like that? Mm-hmm. So, the fact that he was able, like, having to do that just to get a fucking shot, it's like, Jesus Christ, where the fuck was this man shot a long time ago?
But I feel like it's looking like that now. Like, you have to get, like, a 10-12 win streak in order to get a damn championship fight now. Like, that's how all most of them in those divisions are getting, like, their title fights. Is like, you have to have, like, a good big ass amount of, like, fucking stacked up wins in order for you to get a championship. But then again, it's all about how, you know, fashionably and how fast you get rid of those people. So, you know, that's why I feel like Charles Oliveira still took a long time, because people wasn't really noticing, like, you know, his finishes and stuff until, you know, obviously the past 2 years.
Yeah. And then, true. I mean, at the end of the fucking day, Charles Oliveira is the fucking champ. This is a great big shakeup in the lightweight division. Hopefully Michael Chandler can bounce back. I know it was a crazy opportunity to give him to him so fast. So we'll see what's next, man. We're seeing a changing of the guard in terms of championships. You know, fucking Israel Adesanya is going to defend his belt on 263 after that devastating loss, his first loss in his record for UFC. So you're going to see if that's going to affect him in his performance when he takes on his original, what is it?
Vittori.
Middleweight? He's middleweight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, middleweight belt against Vittori. So we'll see how that goes on. But UFC 262, crazy event. Can't wait for 262. That's going to be crazy. Israel Adesanya's championship belt. What's that fucking the other belt, too? It's going to be in the same pay-per-view. The featherweight, no?
Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
And for 263, what's the second belt being on the line? Israel Adesanya's belt, and then...
I'll check right now.
Yeah, because I remember a Mexican's fighting that one. It's a rematch.
Nate Diaz.
Yeah, Nate Diaz is fighting Leon Edwards, but there's also a title match in that. 263. Help me with this.
I'm a full package.
Whoa.
You got to talk about that story.
Couple of Jaeger bombs, all of a sudden the man feeling himself.
Flyweight. That's the co-main event versus Figueroa and Moreno.
Well, yeah, Moreno's the Mexican. I think he's from TJ.
Yeah,
so he's hopefully going to be another or I think the first UFC Mexican champion he's looking to be, because this is actually the rematch. Their first bout was a fucking scrap fest. These guys were throwing hands, dude. So looking
Is that this weekend?
No, it's the 28th.
Okay. Yeah, that's later in the morning.
Yeah.
Because the next, this Saturday is who?
Cody Garbrandt.
Oh, yeah, Cody. Cody, man. I like that man. He's pretty good, but he bounced back from his three. He also had a three losing streak, and he bounced back with that. Amazing.
That TJ Dillashaw loss was awful. Yeah. Although, fuck TJ Dillashaw for getting injured before his fucking bout, dude. That's fucking awful. Fuck that guy. First you get fucking busted for steroids, now you're out here fucking up your return, dude. Come on now, man. People are rooting for you.
Yeah, that happens, man. But that knockout on the buzzer shit.
Oh, my God. That shit was fucking art, my guy. Just bam, boom.
Bro, I didn't even see the fist until they had to show it in a different angle. I was like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, oh, my God, that was so fast. I like it. Bring him back. He needs to come back. He needs to get his shit back, because the way he handled Dominic Cruz on that title match.
Oh, my God, it was so crazy. That was like reflexes, my boy.
That shit was the most beautiful thing I've seen in the UFC. He bobbed and weaved.
The man was dancing on him too and shit like that. Like, let's fucking go, my boy.
That man was provoking him, doing everything to that man. And I was like, damn, this
he broke Dominic Cruz down.
Yeah, bro. He broke this at all five rounds. He was just fucking with him, man. I was like, that was beautifully done, man.
It's like fucking fuck around, knock down, fuck around. It's like, God.
It's like, I'm just fucking with you, man. I can fuck you up anytime I want to, man.
I know. He came in there so confident. It was like fucking, it was crazy.
Because, man. He was on a 10 win streak.
True.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody gotta get on a 10-win streak, and then you get that fucking title match, and then you really get to test that water on, like, who you are. Because, you know, most of the time, you don't get those top five people in that you know, that 10-win streak. Like, you'll probably get one out of those top seven people.
I hope Dustin wins the fucking the trilogy, because I feel like he's another one that needs to have a fucking
Poirier, I feel like he's on a 4 or 5 winning streak too, right? Yeah, he's definitely gonna get him, because the way he
bounced back from that Khabib loss, bro.
Yeah, that's the only loss he's been having in the last 2 years. All his wins, he's been progressing and actually getting way better, like way better. I was like, that's a different Poirier right there, man. Like, for sure. Especially if he's the one that first person to knock out McGregor.
Yeah, first ever to finish McGregor.
That's how you know he just trained and became a better person for him to do that.
That Louisiana strength, boy.
Yeah. That hot ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shash, boy. But yeah, man, I don't know. Big things happening in the UFC. Going crazy. Watch parties coming soon for the Tony Talks podcast here with the squad.
Let's do it.
Exactly. But moving on to the last thing that I want to talk about here. Craziest shit ever. Remember back in the earliest Tony Talks episode where I mentioned a story about Kendall Jenner opening her own tequila brand. 818 Tequila. So, she recently dropped an ad for the tequila that everybody, and myself included, is calling fucking tone deaf, my guy. So fucking tone deaf. So here, let me show you quick the ad here. Hopefully it'll play quick and not be on some bullshit. Hold on. All right, peep it. Damn it. Play. What the fuck? My 5G is ass in this shit.
Well, we interrupt this program and just to say, I'm back on Chispa.
Oh shit! Hold on, hold on. Oh wait! I got it.
So if y'all on Chispa, just you know, make sure you swipe left.
Bang is. I mean, line.
Make sure you swipe right.
No, he said left already, baby.
No, swipe right. I'm the full package.
Bang is line. Anyways, here's the commercial. All right, it's Kendall Jenner riding on a horse in the agave fields. You know, modeling, surrounded by like old fashioned, like old Mexican dudes being like 818 tequila. Like she's really in the fucking trenches. Here's the second one. Look at the people. Real fucking like tequila makers. And then fucking, you know, being like, oh shit, we got it, 818. And then Kendall Jenner just pops out of the end with the boots and the pigtails. Like she really out here in the rancho. Look, pulling up with the truck.
She probably wasn't really.
Look, it's sitting around all the fucking like
culture vulture.
Exactly. It's giving mad culture vulture colonizer vibes. But look, is she just walking with a bottle?
Just using
it. Through the agave fields, like she's just out here working with these people too and shit like that. And everybody's calling all these commercials so fucking tone deaf, bro. Like, and it, honestly, like, if you see it for yourself, you really see the fuckery, bro. It's like, bro, Kendall Jenner is not spending her fucking time in the agave fields. One on one, seeing how the tequila process is made. You know what she's doing? She's like, hey, you fucking Mexicans, make the tequila and let me know when it's fucking done so I can model this shit and sell it everywhere. It's going out to the public already. Jesus fucking Christ.
She had no sweat on her.
On delay, Jose. On delay, Juan. Get on this tequila making thing. God.
She had no sweat on her. That's how you know she was in the
exactly.
Work.
And then also, she was like pictured like driving the delivery truck to deliver it to stores. I'm like, bro, she's not out.
She's not putting in work.
She's not putting in the 9 to 5. She's not clocking in nowhere, bro.
It's like, not 9 to 5. It's 9 to 10.
No, it's just
it's 7 a.m. to
it's
10 a.m.
It's fraud. That's what the fuck it is, man. It's just odd, awful fraud. And you know what? You hate to see it. You hate to see it because you think to yourself, man, this is ridiculous. It's going to go blow over soon. But she's doubling down on the fuckery, bro. She's doubling down on the fuckery and being like, you know what? I'm going to make these commercials to make it look like I'm out here in the agave fields and shit like that with the little botas and the fucking, you know, Mexican pigtails and shit like that. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? You're Armenian, dude, I think.
I mean, like, for me, I appreciate the exposure to our culture, but at the same time,
you're exploiting it.
Yes. Like, where, like, it's like easy to say, you know, no publicity is bad publicity, but if she's using that shit to her advantage, she's not from that culture. But I mean, who's really buying that shit anyway?
Gringos?
Exactly. I mean,
whitewashed Mexicans?
The white people.
True.
I don't know.
I ain't going to get no 818. Goddamn tequila.
I know. We drink that motherfucking Jose Cuervo, baby. My thing is that, like, Cuervo, baby.
She better just be taking care of the people who's fucking making that shit.
Wait, we got stuff to make a paloma?
Yeah.
Can you make me a paloma?
Sure.
I love you forever. But listen. We gonna go ahead. Oh, wait! Wait. I was gonna say we gonna call it an end real quick because we're at the 1 hour mark. But hold the fuck. Hold the phone, Al Capone. First of all, we're going to come right back because I want my drink because low-key the chicharrones are fucking going stupid on my throat right now. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back here on the podcast right here right now. We took a little break right now. We've been drinking a couple more fucking reloads in the motherfucking drinks real quick, so we feeling loose. We feeling goosey. So we about to go into the final summer before we end this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on the one-year episode of the fucking podcast. We'll be going to end it off on a nice little story because apparently G out here thinking he Rico Suave and shit. So we about to hear a little story. Antoine is going to help you fill in the gaps on the fact that G is secretly a fucking ladies man out here fucking pulling girls left and right like his motherfucking open season. Wabbit season or duck season, it don't matter for the laddies out here still getting pussy. So help me figure out what's going on.
G.
What happened? What happened on this trip to the bar that got you feeling all hot and bothered, being like, yo, I need to get out here?
Oh, well, let me just say, Anything is possible.
Oh, shit. So you know for a fact the man was on the motherfucking cognacs. Antoine, what can you say about G's Hennessy intake that night that made you feel like, yo, this man's about to go off on one?
There was no signs to what this man was having. The man just came out like a fucking phoenix out of the ashes.
God damn.
And I said, who the fuck is this man? I did not come to the bar with G. This is a different G right here.
He just went to the bar. It's like, yo, who trying to get some fuck? You feel me?
Hey, he made me all like little kid shit. Like, I don't know. I'm going to follow you. I'll follow your lead, man. I don't know
what's going on. God damn. This man out here playing the motherfucking boss. You feel me? I see you, G, out here being low-key the motherfucking Casanova that you are, bro. Keep it a stack, though. What's up with the moves, bro?
It's 2021. We got to come out here with the fire, you know?
You got to go with that motherfucking heat. You feel me? I'm like, yo, you look at a girl, you see her pussy, you're like,
cunt.
Oh, my God. That's quite a cunt on you, laddie. But nah, I feel you.
All right. Normally,
stupid bitch.
Like on a regular day, you know, I would have been like very, very shy. Y'all know me. I would have probably not even have pulled that girl like that night. But, you know, I had some Henny in my system. Felt a little confident. But let me just say this, though. Like, she kept looking over.
Shout out Hennessy.
She kept glancing over. And I kept telling Antoine. He even looked. And we caught her. We caught her looking. So I'm like, all right. At least, like, it's not in my, you know, it's not in my mind. So I was like, okay, well, she's already looking over here. Might as well just try to make some contact now.
Casanova.
So we were there. They were like in a table across from us. They had like two other homegirls. Well, one of them was her cousin. They were celebrating her cousin's birthday.
Jay, bro, G got the Henny. He pulls it to he sees a fucking table full of ladies. He's just like,
it's free real estate.
Nah, so they were celebrating her cousin's birthday. And then across from their table was these two other dudes. So it's like me and Anson, we was just there. We were just vibing, whatever, just talking and shit. And like, you know, just waiting to get service to our table. Unfortunately, you know, they were kind of like low on staff that night.
Shit took an hour.
Yep. And so like then these two dudes pull up to their table. They start talking to her cousin and their other friend. Then we see them leave. And then they go, you know, they go to like smoke them out or whatever. They come back. But while they were out there, then I noticed this girl, like, she's looking over from her table. She keeps looking at me and shit.
And then G was like,
two. No.
Wait. No. It's not going down. Fuck it. It's God L. It's
well,
L.
She's looking at me. And then I look at her and I see her waving. And it kind of like seemed like she kind of got like a little embarrassed when I actually like looked straight at her. And then at that point, like, okay, I looked. And I seen that she was trying to wave at me, so I waved back. And then I just kind of like just turned back to Anton. We just kept talking. And at that point, that's when I confirmed. I was like, okay, I'm not tripping. She is looking over here. So then at one point, she gets up with her friend. They go to the restroom. They come back. When they were coming back, I kind of stopped them. And I was like, hey, you guys, like, what are you guys drinking? And then she tells me, you know, like this and that, whatever. And she's like, oh, you guys should come over to our table. And then I'm telling him, oh, you're trying to go. And then he was like,
I'll follow you.
So, yeah. So I was like, all right. Fuck it. I was feeling myself. I was like, let's do it. We go over to the table.
For real.
We're there. And then the girl, she tells me that they're celebrating her cousin's birthday. So I'm like, okay, cool. Happy birthday to the birthday girl. You guys want some shots? So I get them some shots, you know, I get the whole table some shots.
Big bottle.
Then we start partying with them, whatever. Start talking to the girl, reviving with the girl. Then one of the other dudes starts talking about, like, okay, let's... No, like, he invited us over. Well, he invited the girls over to their house. But then the girl was talking to
him. Oh, shit.
But then the girl was talking to him. She was like, are we all invited? Meaning, like, me, Antoine included. And then the dude, he kind of gave us this look. Kind of like... Fuck, like, we wasn't really, like, trying to invite y'all, but I guess. So, anyway, I was just pretty trying to be cool with the dudes too, just like, you know, just trying not to really ignore him. I was like, all right, yeah, yeah, we'll pull up. Like, what do you want us to bring? He's like, yeah, just bring some beer. So whatever, we paid the tab, whatever, we bought them some shots. We were partying there. We left the bar. Then we start following them to his place. And then some shit happened with the girl's cousin. Like, rewind. All right, we get there. The dude ends up parking. We get there. Then I tell the girl, oh, hold on, we forgot the beer. Let's go get some beer. She hops in our car. His friend hops in our car. We go get some beer. Come back. And then her cousin's kind of, she's gone because the other dude kind of like took her to his house and shit. So then this girl, she's kind of like worried. And then we're just there trying to figure this whole shit out. Turns out, you know, her cousin was good. She calls her. Everything's good, whatever. Fast forward, we take this girl home.
Uh-huh.
And then on the way home, you know, we're just vibing. We're just talking. She's putting on her music. Then she's telling us about her ex and this and that and how, like,
oh God,
you know, she was just on the whole thing. Like, she's like missing her ex and, like, you know, just things didn't really end well with them and this and that. And she still misses him.
Baby, come back. You're going to blame it all on me.
But then, you know, we get to her house and then we're just kind of talking still. Drop her off.
Did you eat the coochie?
No.
No? Aw, shame.
LMG, we're gentlemen out here, you know.
Yeah. Gentlemen eat cooch? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yes, but not on the first night, though. Not on the first
night. The fuck?
You gotta make sure. You gotta make sure.
Yeah, so, like, I drop her off. I get off, you know, I like a gentleman, walk her over to her front step.
Is that?
And I'm like, okay, it was a nice night. You know, I'm glad your cousin's good. How you feeling? You know, she's good.
Let me meet your ass.
And then I'm like, all right, can I get that good night kiss? And then she's like, how about a hug? So I was like, all right, cool. All right, yeah, whatever. I give her that hug. But then,
give me that Christian side hug.
No, but then she lifts her chin and like, she starts leaning forward.
Lifts the chin.
She starts leaning forward. So it's like, okay, you know, I was a gentleman. I asked you if I could get the kiss. She wanted the hug. But then she lifted her chin and then she kind of leaned over for me. And then now, you know, lips locked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, make out session happened. And, you know, she's a good kisser.
Oh, shite.
And, like, yeah, I mean, we was just there in front of her house, just making out, and, like, it was a good night. It was a good end to the night. It was all unexpected.
It was a good night for him, but it was a long night for me.
Hey, but shout out to this man, because he was a good wingman. Though. Hey. He was a good wingman that night. He stuck.
And modern problems require modern solutions.
Yes, sir.
He stuck through the whole thing.
I stuck there till 4 in the morning. Yes.
And then G was like,
smash.
Yo, hey, no, for real. Like, when I was there with this fool, I was just looking like, he ain't gonna talk to them. He ain't gonna say nothing. Why would he do that? We said we're gonna be here for an hour. That's all we're gonna do. I mean, we waited an hour for the drinks. So I was like, okay, I can wait another hour just to have this drink. But the man said, I'm going to ask them what's their drink, and I'm going to give them a drink. And then once they walked past and he said it, I was like, ooh. I grabbed my drink, and I was like, I'm following your lead. So when he asked them, oh, what are you guys drinking? They said, it's my cousin's birthday, and she drinks tequila. He says, I'm going to get y'all tequila. Then she said, you guys want to sit at our table? I'm like, oh, shit, it's just actually moving. G looks at me. He's like, you want to go? I'm like, I told you, I'm following your lead. Like, I want to see where this goes. I want to be the one in the co-pilot seat just like, ooh, take me, sir, take me. So we go to the table. I'm sitting here just minding my business. Like, I'm just being an outcast, bro. To be honest, I'm just third wheeling now. I'm just there just like, yep. Cool.
He was yep. 103,000.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I was there. Like, I was just like anything, wherever. So then that's when the guy said, yeah, we're going to go over here. And he was like, do you want to go? I'm like, fuck it. I know it's about to be a long night. But I was like, I'm going to smoke. Yo, if I didn't have no smoke, then I would have been like, I don't know, G. But I was like, you know what? I want to see where G takes this shit. Like, G's never done this in his life. I've never seen G do this, so I'm going to follow his lead. So we go to the damn shit. Then I'm like, all right, cool. We figure the situation out with her cousin. Then we go to her house. And then there, I don't even remember, because I remember just going in and out of sleep, because I'm just like, this motherfucker left me. Like, I was just like, I looked outside. I was like, where did they go? I don't... Bro, that was so funny. I was looking around. I was like, I don't know where you went, but I'm going to just go to sleep. He comes to the door. He's like, hey, oh, you still up? It's just like, yeah, man. He was just like, yeah, my bad. I was like, nah, it's cool, man. I was like, I was sticking in for the ride, and I was. Just want to go home. And that was already a long day from Colorado, too. I was like, damn, that was funny.
I appreciate you for sticking around, though. I mean, I was just out there, you know, I was just getting my points. I mean, no, but regardless, she was a cool girl. I'm glad I got to meet her that night. It was an unexpected night. It turned out into, like, you know, a little mini adventure. And I'm appreciative of the night. I'm appreciative that you were there to wingman me. You know, the night ended up good.
And apparently she goes to my gym.
Yes. Small world,
but it's so cool though. Like, I love doing little adventures like that. You meet people out of world, and you're like, actually, we've been in the same world this whole time. That's true.
But anyways, well, that was a nice way to cap off this episode. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to conclude this episode of the Tony Talk Podcast. Hopefully, we were able to enjoy a long, good conversation about the trials and tribulations of life and going through the many endeavors of it. But, of course, we'll be back next Saturday to give you another installment of your favorite podcast. Maybe. I don't know, but hopefully. So, of course, you can follow myself at TonyTalksPC for Instagram and Twitter. My personal is at Tony_McBadLuck. And, of course, you can follow the man G at
Element G Media.
And then you can follow the boy Antoine at
AntweezyAN_Tweezy.
And you can follow the man Rush at
RushX_.
And all, of course, all of this will be in the description of this podcast. God, respectfully. What the fuck?
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Respectfully, that pussy slaps. That pussy be bussing. Uh huh. Uh huh. Uh-huh. But, anyways, so this has been another installment of the Tony's Best Podcast, the 1 year anniversary. Thank you so much for everybody for continuing to deal with my bullshit for a year. Hopefully, you can deal with my bullshit a couple more years later on down the line. This is Tony with
Element G
and
Tweezy
and
Rush,
reminding you to stay safe, stay beautiful, but most importantly, get the fuck out of your goddamn house and go for a jog. You're over here complaining about hot girl summer not coming for your fucking way. Well, maybe if you fucking jog sometime, you probably get that confidence up.
Bye.